Well, welcome to another edition of the Matt and Huggy podcast, presented to you by Nothing.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Huggy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. What's going on, buddy? Where have you been?
Where have I been?
There he is.
Well.
Yep, that's right.
Listen to him.
The whole gang is here.
I really thought you would have passed away after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, what happened, dude? Was it a light day for you?
No, I should have never gone out.
Why? Why not?
Because I was not feeling 100%, as you tell by my voice.
Oh, you're a little sicky.
So the first thing I got was a hot toddy. And then another one after that.
And that made you feel better?
A little bit.
So what day did you go out? Because I want to know, you know, I mean, it was St. Patrick's Day. It was like, I felt like everybody was out celebrating on Saturday.
Yes, I did. And I should have stayed in Saturday too, but, you know,
the call is the call,
and you got to eat the call.
I mean, when it's your birthday, you have to celebrate.
Yeah.
What were your crowds like? Were you in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it was. First of all, it was nice out.
No, he was in Tokyo.
I don't know, dude.
Where else? He's been there for like 30 years.
He could have came to the suburbs. I'm not sure. You never know.
Oh, my God.
Well, no. So it's funny you ask, Matt, because I met some friends of mine who were from your town in Jersey. Okay. And they said it was so crazy in your town. They left Jersey to come into the city.
Because it was so crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a bar. It was down the street. I mean, every bar I went to was like seven people deep. I never saw it like that. And then the other bar was outside and they had a DJ. They ran out of beer outside. Everybody at the bar went across the street to the liquor store and just bought cases of beer, walked over back to the parking lot, and were just drinking beer in the parking lot. That's how crazy it was.
That's dedication.
That's dedication, dude. But every bar, like if I have to wait more than, you know, 5 minutes for a beer, that's
like, who drank all the beer? You see Weberton hiding behind the bushes. Yeah.
Laughing. Yeah. Out of gold. Yeah, it was crazy, dude, in Jersey. Like, Saturday was the craziest day I've seen, I think, on St. Patrick's Day in wow. ever. Ever.
Yeah, I was not expecting
just that. Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday was nice out. Like, all the bars are so close, and they all have, like, outside music. I don't know. I don't know why everybody was drawn over here into this little sleepy town. But it was crazy.
Yeah, there's a couple Irish here in Boston too.
Huggy, did you go out?
I did not. No. No, did you go out? No. So my wife and my oldest went Saturday night. They went to the Bruins play the Flyers.
Oh, nice.
So I got tickets through work through it's like called the boardroom. It's like a special room. Ooh, they have food there and everything. So. It was like part of my oldest daughter's gift. She wanted to go to a Bruins game for Christmas. So she, you know, we got tickets. So they got tickets. They went to the game. And then I just took my youngest out. So Saturday night, her and I just hung out. So, you know, she's only 12. So, you know, she can't get into a bar. So I just left her in the car. And then
That's a good strategy.
Just stay on the car. Yeah. Stay in the car while I go and drink.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Yeah. Turn the radio hours.
That will keep you company.
Yeah, so no, I didn't do any drinking Saturday night.
No. And how about Sunday? Did you go out on Sunday for the real day?
No.
The Irish.
Really. No. Jesus. No, I really don't. Because around here where I live, it is the Irish Riviera. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just insane. I mean, I've joked about it, but it's the truth. Like, diversity in this town is half Irish. We're like, whoa, you're only half Irish? Wow. Where are you from? Like, another planet? Like, they look at you like, wow, Outlander. Yeah, it's just crazy. Yes or not? I don't know. I wasn't into it. I didn't really care.
Okay. Did you go out on Sunday, Applehead?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Right? Me too.
And again, it was, you know, it was busy.
It was. Did you meet any lassies?
You know what's funny? I did.
But
nothing happened, but I just noticed that, I mean, some girl came up to me and started talking to me, and I was like,
wow,
am I on candid camera?
Well, did you answer her?
Yeah, but I couldn't talk because my voice sounded like shit. It's like now, but it was worse.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Applehead. Yeah, dude, you sound horrible. You sound like a cigarette.
Oh, my God. Sound like.
So how late did you stay out?
Not super late.
You're good on Sunday?
Yeah, I just, you know, I should, like I said, I should have never even gone out. But, I, you know, I was like, I didn't have a fever. It was just my throat. And, man, I should have just stayed in. You know, a hot toddy is like hot water, whiskey, lemon.
Yeah.
You know, that's good for your.
It's good for your throat. Up.
I love that the one thing that kept you in was that you didn't have a fever.
Yeah.
That was the way. That's for you, that's the tipping point.
If I would have had a fever, I would have stayed in. Yeah.
Can't breathe, can't talk, but fever, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out Sunday. I was like, I'm just gonna get one more. We're like, we'll walk up, we'll get a couple beers, we'll come home, a couple get us. It was empty at all the bars we were just at the night before. And then we meet a buddy. He's like, ah, you want to do a shot? And I was like, ah, sure, why not? And we meet someone else at another bar, and they're like, yeah, you want to do another shot? And I was like, oh my God, this is not going the way I thought it was gonna go. But all in all, you know, I remember most of my nights.
Which is not always the case for you.
But yeah. I did walk. I have a couple stories. Like, I'm at the bar. Apple, I don't know if this happens to you where you are, but like, we're trying to get a beer, and this is Saturday, and it's like seven people deep. I'm waiting. This girl, I'm going to call her TikTok girl, because that's how every girl is described to me now, that always dresses up and looks their best. You know, just muscles her way through. She puts her credit card out like she's fucking the God's gift, you know, to creation. That she should get a beer before everybody else.
That drives me insane.
Yeah. Like, do you see other people waiting? Like, I'm
and
right
God
here.
God forbid you say something to her, and then she freaks the fuck out.
Oh, my God. I didn't even look at her. I just don't understand women that are like that.
Was she hot?
Yeah. She was, yeah, probably. Yeah, she had a midriff shirt on, you know, just.
Probably.
You know what, dude? You should have out-muffled her. You should have just, like, barge right there, just shoved her to the side.
No, what I was already there, dude. She barged me. She barged me to the side, basically.
Well, then you should have just barged back.
And then we went to a bunch of bars.
And then next,
once
you know,
again,
you get kicked out
once again, why are you single? We never really can't figure out why you're not married.
Well, you know what? The thing that drives me crazy is girls like her, they have this sense of entitlement.
Yes.
And there's no, they can act poorly like that. Mm-hmm. Act rude and get away with it because no one says anything.
And if you do, then, oh,
and if
man.
If you do,
oh,
you're
boy.
The asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd probably, I guarantee, if you would have said something or done something, she would have been off the, you know, acted all crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I don't say anything.
Yeah.
She would have canceled you right there. Yeah. You would have been canceled right there.
From what? Matt's on her TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. Canceled from what? What am I even on?
I know. I just felt like saying it. I know.
Oh, man. And then this is the part that kind of freaked me out. We went to a bunch of bars Saturday, came home. My friend's like, my neighbor's having a party. We got to stop over. I was like, okay. What's his name? I don't know their names. You don't know their names? And he's like, no. They're like, okay, let's just go in. And they have like a blow up pub. You know, in the back, which is like a bounce house without a floor, but it's a pub. I walk in, you know, and the guy who owns the house, he's like, hey, Matt, how you doing? And I was just like, I never met this guy in my entire life. So he comes over to me. He's like, oh, I used to heard you used to work on MMR. And I was like, nah. He's like, you didn't? I was like, nah, I worked on YSP. But it was weird that somebody told him, and he was just like, he was kind of like, it was a little bit of, felt like I got stalked a little bit. Like he knew who I was.
You know, because people don't normally meet people like that, you know?
It was like 25 years ago, dude.
You were at one time a very mediocre radio host.
Dude, we were doing it with dinosaurs.
That carries some weight. What's that?
We were doing it with dinosaurs roaming the earth.
Seems like that.
Yeah. I guess, dude, but it was weird. I was like, oh, man, I don't even know this guy. And he started talking to me. And at that point, all the beer and all the whiskey kicked in, and I was like, okay, we got to go. Nope. So I didn't stay
too long. Did he ask you questions?
Like I said, Huggy, everything kind of kicked in at once.
Okay, got it.
My prior...
Were you on drugs, too?
My prior gummy.
Or were you just drinking?
No, I took a gummy. And then I... then
obviously.
And then 3 hours later, I took another gummy and then walked home, and the whiskey kicked in, and everything kicked in. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
It was a green gummy. Does that make it better?
Oh.
Right?
Very nice.
Is that good?
Very celebratory.
I'm just trying anything I could do. Anything I could do to
be
part Irish.
Could have a green gummy.
Magically delicious. Eat me. Magically delicious, yum!
Oh man!
That
was the.
I drank a couple of seltzers the other night.
No, you
did. That
was
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, I George Thorogood. I did. I pulled a George Thorogood.
I drink alone.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well done, Matt. Thanks. You figured it out.
Did I sound just like him?
Yeah, if you had gone Bad to the Bone, I would have been like, no, Matt, that's the wrong song. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Is it the same?
What's that?
Do you know what's funny? What's that?
It's not, is it? It's not, well, if you're drinking your seltzers as opposed to beer.
Okay.
I mean, you feel completely different.
Yeah, I mean, still get buzzed.
Yeah, I mean, I was stoned. I guess one I'd be drunk, the other I was stoned. I did feel different. Well, what's your point, though?
Did you feel like you were melding into the couch?
No, I didn't. But I didn't feel completely 100% motor skills. I felt like I was... I feel like I moved at a slower pace.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, how many milligrams are those a piece? 5 or 10?
I think they were fivers.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
But you feel like you're building up a tolerance because you use them more.
Do you know what's weird about it? Okay, that's a really good question. And I don't know, maybe you've experienced this.
Yes, I have. But go ahead.
No, it's like inconsistent. Like there are times where I drink it and it like levels me. And then there are times where I feel like it's like, like it'll have a small impact. Like I don't necessarily feel like I'm building a tolerance. I feel like I never know.
Yes.
Like I never have it consistently where it feels the same way. That's, you know, there are times where, like I said, I could be so wasted. And then there are other times where I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. Didn't feel anything.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That is, that's like I feel I mean, like
I'm drinking. I'm drinking the same, you know, some of the same amount of milligrams in it. So it's not like I'm doing one less or one more.
That's what I was talking about. This, like, I feel like, why do people smoke weed when you could eat gummies, but when you take a hit of a joint, you're instantly high, right?
Yeah, it's a lot quicker.
Yeah, and you know how high you are, and should I take another hit so I get higher? Sure.
Okay.
Should I take another? Sure. But I feel like you don't know what you're getting in those things. You don't know if it's, I don't know, maybe just a lot in that batch.
You're right. You don't know what you're diving into.
Yeah. Could be great. It could be okay.
Yep. Well said.
Just like George Thorogood said.
Yeah, it's such a dumb lyric. I drink alone. With nobody else. Well, obviously, you just said you drank alone. Like, why did you have to add with nobody else?
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes great lyrics just come out.
It's like the Van. It's the same thing as the Van Halen lyric. Only time will tell if you stand the test of time. It's the same to me.
And I have a confession to make to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. That I was listening to the radio, and they said we're going to play this Taylor Swift song, and it was like a 10-minute long song, and I was like, yeah. Oh my effing god! And I went to go change it, and it started playing, and it was like her doing like singer songwriter. I was like, this is actually pretty freaking good.
Some of her songs are like I don't know why people hate her so much.
I don't know. And I listened to the whole thing. I was like, that was pretty goddamn good.
I think it's the hysteria around her.
Yes.
That's what people.
But I guess here's the thing. Okay, this is what I don't understand. Like, she's been famous for a while. It just got like crazy famous. Like, she's been successful for, I mean, at least 10, 12 years. It's not like,
yeah.
She's been very popular. All of a sudden, it just got crazy nuts.
Yes.
Like did. Michael Jackson crazy, you know?
Nothing. No, no.
But instead no, of no, 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 not her. I meant like not her being like, I just meant like, you know, where he becomes like so insanely famous. Like, that's what she is. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, but you think it's just all these young people and they just.
I don't know. I really don't know why it turned.
Yeah, it turned.
Well, I think her fans are getting older. They're now like getting into their 30s. You know, they grew up listening to her. And like, I know two girls in particular. They were shaking. They didn't even have tickets to her concert. And they got all dressed up to go to the parking lot. And they were so nervous. Their hands were shaking. I was laughing my ass off. They're like trying to pour a shot of tequila. And their hands are shaking like mine do after a night of drinking.
Oh man.
I mean, both my 12-year-old and 15-year-old are bonkers. They're fucking nuts for her. They know every word to everything.
Maybe it's like you're right. Maybe the older people love her, and then now the younger generation got into her. So now you got all those kids, you know, all those people. So it's not just like the 12-year-olds, it's the 12 to 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I don't know,
my words, when she comes to Philadelphia again, guess who's going tailgating?
You mean tailgating? Yeah.
I'm going to have a tent with a bar. It'll be all like drinks that girls like.
Taylor Swift.
Seltzers and Cosmos.
Applehead's going to be a
rosé wine.
Applehead's going to have a cot set up so he can deal with it right there as the girls pass out.
What's the most popular shot right now?
Probably like a green tea shot.
Why is that so popular?
I don't know.
Remember when we were younger? Like, what was our popular drink? Like, yeah, or Rumpelmann's? Remember that?
Ooh, Rumpelmann's.
I know.
Rumpelmann's was rough, man. Oh,
a friend of mine used to drink Southern Comfort.
Oof. That's horrible. The worst.
Yeah. But green tea is the shot.
We used to do, just to show off, we would do prairie fires. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, when you would light it on fire?
No. That was tequila sauce. with a hit of Tabasco in it.
Ooh, yeah. That was so
unnecessary. Like, really? Like, why? Why?
Did it work? Did it?
I mean,
the girls it like,
burned your mouth.
And your butthole the next day.
Yeah.
When in fire, like,
who
came
thought
out
that'd
fire?
Be a good idea?
I saw the toilet the next day. I knew I should have never done those prairie fires.
Yeah.
Six was too many.
Yeah, I'm literally picking my rectum up out of the toilet. Oh, this fell out. Sorry.
Oh, there you are, little friend.
Yeah. Here's my rectum.
I think I'm going to need you later.
Get back in there.
Get back in
there. Where do you think you're going?
Aren't you fresh? Aren't you fresh? Oh, you know what I saw, by the way? Did you see the let me pull it up here real quick. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 24.
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess we're done. We can move on to the next thing.
I said yes. Like, yes, go ahead. I wasn't like, yes, I know.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm just going to run through them. Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Sade, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, just as a single artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't like Dave Matthews, didn't he get like nominated like 5 times already?
I mean, he's been around for a while.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten in. I don't know. In that group, I feel like if fucking Dave Matthews didn't get in, I don't know if Lenny Kravitz should get in. You know?
Like, there are some people that, like, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know. That's...
They should just change it to, like, the...
Yeah, the Music Hall of Fame.
The Music Hall of Fame or something.
That's all right.
By the way, I just want to say, I love Sade. She has always been one of my favorite female singers.
Okay.
She is so sexy.
She is sexy.
And she has those, like, icy vocals, like, those detached, just... I love that. Yeah, okay. She is. She's a good singer. I do like her.
So that's your nominee.
I'm not saying she'd be my nominee. I mean, I feel like, listen, I'm not a huge Foreigner fan, but like, yeah, that's a rock and roll band. I think you have to put them in.
Yeah.
Puggy would dominate.
Very
her
successful.
To suck his
very
dick.
What's that? Wait, say it again.
I said Huggy would nominate her to suck his dick.
Yeah, I mean, if that came up, sure.
I mean, that's a little harsh, but you know.
Jeez, I'm getting right to the point, dude.
Here's my nominee. Sade.
But like sometimes, like, people, like, don't take this the wrong way, because I, like, is Jane's Addiction as great as they think they were? I don't know. The first two albums are really good, but that's it.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else they've done of it.
They have some other good music too later.
Not that not like the first two albums. It's okay.
Yeah.
The first two are their strongest.
That's it. I mean, that's really their
career. They don't have that many albums now that I think about it.
I know their career is based on those two albums and Lollapalooza.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I'm not saying they don't belong in there.
Look at the other nominees. Like, who were the other ones?
Sinead O'Connor.
I mean, Eric B. and Rakim had what? One hit? Two hits?
Yeah, but they're pretty... I don't know. I don't have a problem with them. They had... They were great, you know, in like that kind of late 80s rap.
Yeah.
Which I definitely think had some rock and roll attitude to it. Like, you could talk me into that. Peter Frampton, I mean, he was huge.
Yes.
Who were the other ones? Mary J. Blige.
Cool and the Gang. Lenny Kravitz. Oasis. I mean, I guess maybe Oasis. You might have to. Once again, you know, if you're going to look for rock bands, you know, they were a successful, good rock band.
They were.
Well, that's the whole debate. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But, I mean, not everybody that is in there, in my opinion, I would consider their music to be rock and roll. Mary J. Blige is not a rock and roll artist.
But,
I mean, don't get me wrong, she's good in her own right.
I think they
would run out of rock and roll acts anyway.
Yes.
By now, they're just stretching it out.
But when you go in, like, the Hard Rock Hotel or casino, whatever you want to call it, like, there's all of rock and roll memorabilia is not just rock and roll people. You know, they have everybody in there. I think it's kind of hard. I think rock and roll is just music in general.
Yeah, it does kind of – it skirts boundaries. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think Foreigner should get it. I mean, they were very successful. I'm not saying they're one of my favorite bands, but they were huge. They had tons of hits. I mean, people love them, you know.
I don't.
I mean, some of their songs still sound good.
I might have to agree with Matt on that.
Yeah. Not my favorite.
No, mine either. I'm saying it's not my favorite, but I'm trying to be objective. Like, I can't love everybody.
What's the best Foreigner song?
I don't know.
I've been waiting for a girl like you. Is that him doing solo, or is that Foreigner?
I've been waiting. No, that's from Foreigner 4.
Okay. I'll give that song. I like that song.
I used to love the beginning of Urgent. Urgent. That was a pretty good time.
Yeah, that was good. okay.
Remember Jukebox Hero?
Yeah.
He's got one guitar.
Cold as ice.
Yeah. I mean, they are cheesy. I'm just saying. They were successful. They were huge.
Yeah, they had a lot
Lou Graham.
Which one?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Who's the singer of Foreigner? Lou Graham?
Lou Graham. Okay. Have you seen him lately?
No.
Man.
Does he look rough?
Time has not been kind.
Like, oh man,
he looks horrible. Oh, yeah. He doesn't sing with them anymore.
No.
No, he looks horrible. He really does. You should look him up. He looks awful.
That's funny.
Like, he really does.
And when does that happen? You know,
I don't know. I don't have that date in front of me.
Okay.
He's got to be 70 something, right?
Lou Graham.
Yeah,
I guess he's pushing 70. Sure, yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah,
he'd be in his early 70s.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Mick Jagger's like 80.
Mick Jagger is 80. Yeah,
and he's going on tour.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I know, it's amazing.
He doesn't it's even, unbelievable. He doesn't even sing, dude. He had these guys in the background singing for him.
You are. You don't even. You don't even. Don't even say that.
He doesn't. He's not singing. Watch him. Last time we saw him, he had these guys, yes, like the backup guys.
You're being a jerk. He does sing.
He doesn't.
Their new
your
album.
Word, your words hurt me.
I am so tired of their new album. I just want to blow it the hell up.
Oh, my God. You're so – what is your problem? It's a really good record.
It is, but I'm just tired of it. They already shoved every song down my throat. I'm done with it.
Who? Who is shoving it? I don't hear anything.
Well, you listen to Sirius XM, they were shoving it down your throat. You're just like, okay, enough.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear the new Black Crowes song?
Yeah.
It's good.
I think it's great.
I've heard. I downloaded three songs from the new record that I like. And I'm not a huge fan of theirs.
No, I hate them, but that song's pretty good.
Yeah. Wait, say again?
What was that? The song's pretty good, even though I hate them.
You don't hate
them. Oh, I know why Matt hates them.
Yeah, because
he yelled at Matt.
Yeah, you had it running.
The singer yelled at Matt.
Yeah, so that's why I hate him. But I think the song isn't that bad.
It's 27 years ago. I think you need to let it go.
No, I'll never let that go. I'm Italian. To the death.
Matt made a pot reference, and the lead singer snapped at him. Like, Matt was, like, so out of the realm of reality.
Yeah, but where are the songs that you downloaded from?
It's a little site called iTunes.
No, what songs?
Oh, I thought you said what site.
No.
I downloaded the ones that I liked. Hold on. I'll tell you. The Waiting and Wanting, which is the single.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And then I downloaded Cross Your Fingers and Dirty Cold Sun. Yeah, those are the three that I really liked.
Now, do you think that Black Crowes is better than the new Pearl Jam?
I do.
I love the new Pearl Jam song, Dark Matter. That song fucking rocks.
It does rock.
And they're just going off on guitar. McCready and freaking, what's his name, Stone Gossard? Oh, my God. And I'm like, bring it, boys. Bring it. I haven't liked a Pearl Jam song like that in a long time. Agreed.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, they do bring the solo back. You know, they bring the whole rock and roll thing back right there.
I listened to it the first time and I was like, I don't know. And then I listened to it again. I'm like, all right, I like it. And then by like the third or fourth time, I'm like, okay, this song I like a lot.
Yeah,
I listened to it this morning.
Huggy just described it perfectly. I heard it once and I'm like, yeah, all right, you know. Maybe I have to listen to it a few times, and that does happen with certain music.
Yeah.
It can grow on you if you listen.
Oh, yeah,
listen.
Totally.
The new Black Crowes song hit me right away. I was like, I was like, this is great.
Very catchy. Yeah, catchy. Yeah, good. Like, do you know what else I actually liked was the Guns N' Roses song they released a few months back called Perhaps. Have you heard that?
No.
Actually, really good. Like, it definitely sounds like that Use Your Illusion kind of Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't like rock like Appetite. You know, it's more piano driven, but it's not mellow. It's not a mellow song. It's good. It's actually good. I really liked it. It grew on me too. Right. I've heard a couple things. You know what's a great new song that I really liked? Man, I know you're a fan. is Bruce Dickinson has a really cool tune. He has from his new solo album. It's called Afterglow of Ragnarok. Obviously, it sounds like something that he would put out.
Ragnarok. That's from that's a freaking video game. Yeah.
It's a really good tune. I was like, wow, this sounds like, you know.
I'm like, it's Norse mythology, man.
It's what?
Get it right.
No, it definitely, it sounds like a really good Maiden tune that you never heard before.
I was really impressed. That when he was flying his airplane?
Yeah, I didn't ask him. No.
We'll call this the Light of Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's exactly how we talk.
Everybody please sit down. Bruce Dickinson. Solo, Bruce. Right?
Yeah. I heard, I was like, all right, I'm a fan. I like this song. I like it a lot. I don't know. I feel like I've been open to more new music lately. Like, I heard 3 or 4 songs I really like from the last Metallica record. It was like, these are good songs.
Wow. I guess I would say I don't really listen to that much metal anymore. So, I don't know. And I don't even know where I would hear it, the new metal. But maybe if I listen to a metal station, but I haven't listened to some metal in a while.
You're a pussy.
Well,
I think that's what this conversation is about. Yeah. You being a pussy.
The older you get, the less testosterone you have in your body.
Listen, metal has always been when it's bad, it's awful. And when it's good, it's really good, you know. And I'm open to hearing things. I mean, Metallica can still fucking bring the heat. Yeah. I hear it. I still hear it. They can. They still can.
I went to a heavy metal show with Applehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good. It was a good time.
Yeah. See that, Huggy?
Mm-hmm. Static X.
Yeah.
Dope. Fear Factory.
Mushroom Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that, Huggy.
You know, Pearl Jam is playing. Yeah, what do you want me to say?
So that's cool, man.
Okay, I'll say that. That's cool, man.
Thanks, man.
Do you feel better now?
I do. A lot better. 100%. Pearl Jam's coming. Wait, he said Pearl Jam. Oh,
Pearl Jam is touring.
Yeah.
But I've heard that their ticket prices are pretty expensive.
I've heard that too. Very disappointing.
My son got tickets.
How much did he pay?
Like $110.
Well, that's not bad. Shitty seats?
I don't know. No, he said they're pretty good seats.
Okay.
Well, that's not bad.
My friend got tickets. I think he's like $500. And now he might have bought them on the secondary market. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, I thought Pearl Jam was all about fair ticket prices.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Yeah, I thought the prices were really high. Yeah. No, he was disappointed.
No, he got on the lottery, got the tickets, and then he looked.
Okay,
and
people were selling for like $10 is like fucking nothing anymore.
But then people were selling for like $1,500 that same day. People got the tickets. Yeah.
All right.
I hate people.
Yeah.
I hate humanity.
Yeah. Why would you do that, dude?
$1,500 for one night?
Yeah. No. Well, maybe a certain person, but not not music.
Depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right.
I mean, you could go on vacation for $1,500.
Yeah. Right. For a year.
For a week.
Literally, a Led Zeppelin reunion would be the only thing that would get me to cough up major money. And that obviously can't happen.
And I considered paying like $600 to go see the Dead at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And I was like, no way am I doing that.
So, you know, the Sphere in Las Vegas? U2 has a residency there.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it true that Phish is the next band that's going to have a residency there?
Yes.
Now, imagine doing acid and going in that
thing. That's why I wanted to do it.
I mean, you would think you would be like, people would be like so freaking overwhelmed.
That would be awesome. That's why I wanted to go and see the Dead there.
Wow. They are playing there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're doing like a month too.
Jeez. I don't.
But U2, because of that residency, is the second highest grossing rock and roll act.
Makes sense.
To be right behind Taylor Swift.
I mean, it does look pretty cool there.
But I'm not paying $600 a ticket.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I just want my free ticket and the hit of acid, and I'll be good.
That's all I want.
Dear Santa.
I'm a man of simple needs.
Yeah. Santa, if you're listening.
That's all I want for Christmas this year. But the problem is, then you get some people that are assholes like you that bought the tickets for $500 and now they're selling them for $2,000. So, yeah.
Hey, wow. Matt, after the podcast, hit me up. I got an offer for you.
Now, all right, I have an on one condition. We haven't done this in a while.
That's been a
So we give a scenario, and then, you know, we ask Applehead if you do it. It's all based on, you know, you get this on one condition. When I read it, then Matt says, you know, what do you think Applehead would do? And then Applehead tells us what he would do. I have two, you know, well, yeah, let me start off, you know, kind of the easy one.
He sounds really high tonight. Are you really high tonight?
No, I'm not at all. I've had nothing. Yeah. I'm exhausted beyond belief. $250,000 you get. You have to live in your bathroom for 1 year. So you sleep there, your meals, you work there. And you know, like, meals can be delivered, you know, like, you, but you have to live in your bathroom for 1 year.
Are you allowed to come out of your bathroom to get the food and it's delivered?
Yeah, I mean, he has to live in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, he would have to eat his food in there. He'd have to sleep in there. He would work in there. He could come out.
To go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of it. Yeah. I thought about it. I was like, wow, that's sick. Like, you live it in your bathroom for 1 year.
Be clean.
I would hope so.
Should I take another shower? Sure, why not?
It's gonna be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sleeping and working. Ugh.
Does it have to be his current bathroom, or can he get it remodeled before he does this?
I hadn't thought about that. I'm open to a remodel.
Okay.
Could I remodel my whole apartment into a bathroom?
No.
No, I don't think he would do it. I don't think he would do it. I'm going to say no.
All right.
It's too small of a space. He'd be freaked out.
Yeah, I think a year would really fucking get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, great. Thank you. I think he would get to you.
That'd be like solitary confinement for a year.
Yeah, basically.
What about trash?
What?
Like, you're going to have to take out the trash.
Yeah, you can do those sort of tasks. Yes.
What about, like, I mean, I have to sleep, eat.
Yes.
Obviously, go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Could I, like, walk around outside of the bathroom?
No. Yeah, I mean.
Or am I just stuck in the bathroom?
You're living in there. So you take that for whatever it's worth. You know, I realize it's open to interpretation. The things that will, you know, would. Basically, you know, sum up living somewhere would be where I eat, where I sleep.
It'd be like living in a prison cell.
I would, yeah, sure, you could equate it with that.
Because
yeah.
What's the difference? Like, probably the prison cell's bigger.
Yeah, I mean, you could go outside and take a walk. I'm not saying you can't leave, but your living quarters, where you live, is that room, is the bathroom.
So when you come into your apartment, you have to go right into your bathroom. You can't, like, watch TV or anything.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Your TV. That's right. All your entertainment. Your living quarters is your bathroom.
You could go outside and exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a walk. Go outside.
For $250,000?
Yeah.
For a year?
Yeah. 1 year.
Oh, God.
This is a tame one right here.
What if I have to go to work?
No, you can't.
Like, you mean in the office?
No, like, say, I have to go
away
to a physical location to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I mean, yeah, we don't want you losing your job. Yeah, it's understood. That's fine. You can do it.
And you, wherever you have to work, you have to live in that bathroom.
Yeah, that would be funny.
You have people over. Come on in. Relax. Why are we in your bathroom? It's a long story.
Take a load off. I love the fact that you drain almost all of the fun out of everything I have.
We do.
He just drains it looking for every things through aspect.
He's just yes or no.
Is that hard?
Sleeping there would be so.
This is the easy one, by the way. This is the all easy.
Right. I'm gonna say no.
Okay,
all right. Matt, you're right. Good job. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe if it was like $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't seem very comfortable.
Yeah, I know. I didn't go. I could have upped the price, but I didn't.
Okay, that was a good one. Really had him thinking for a while. He asked every single question he could ask.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right? This one is $25,000.
This is not much.
You are locked in a room with 10 hot virgins. 24 hours and you cannot touch them at all. I mean they're all legal, of age, hot.
How much are they horny?
They might be.
How much does he get?
25,000.
He would do it.
24 hours.
Yeah, he would do it. Yeah, he would do it because he'd be like, yeah, maybe after it's over, we can get together.
24 hours. It would be awful, though, but
yeah.
I agree with you. I think he would do it.
How many? 12 of them?
10.
He's putting the numbers up. Yeah. Can you just make it 12, please?
Huggy, I thought you said 15. Because after the 24 hours, you're like, guess who's $25,000 richer, ladies? This guy.
They're like, why are you in this room? You're so creepy.
I mean, they're all touching you. Like, they're I mean, it's not going to be easy.
First of all, he would do it, and I don't think he would be able to, he would make the money. And as soon as you touch them, they all get up and they leave the room.
Like, I literally couldn't even shake their hand.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't.
No back massages.
No, you can't touch them.
Nope.
Foot like, massage. if they touch you, it's fine. But you cannot reciprocate. You cannot touch them back.
And would they be encouraged to touch me?
I really don't know.
Here we go. What happens? Here we go to all these questions.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
I'm going to say yes. You can do it.
Yeah. You would have to control yourself for 24 hours. It would probably be challenging, but you would have to control yourself for 24 hours.
It's like a sleepover.
Yes. Yeah. An extended sleepover.
Yes. Yes. 24 hours.
And they would all be in their nightgowns.
Hot.
They have a pillow fight.
Yep.
Oh my god, pillow fight.
They're like, we're gonna play Twister. Over here. No, I'll just watch.
We're gonna play Twister.
Yeah. Of course, do it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Easy. This one, just let me finish before you say no.
This is going to be a tough one. It has to be. I know what this is going to be about. No.
I just, you know, I mean, here's the thing. These last two are gay themed. Because we know how much you try to weasel out of that. So I'm going to say, all right, actually, I'm going to switch the money amounts here on these two. I'm going to go. All right, I'm going to do the one I thought last. I'm going to do it first. You get $500,000 a year. You have to work at a gay phone sex line 4 hours a day. So you would be literally, you know, on a gay phone sex line. That would be your job. And you would make $500,000.
For how long?
1 year.
No, there's no way. No way.
I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. He's talking on the phone. I admit he's saying things that he wouldn't normally say to anybody. But I mean, $500,000?
No way, he wouldn't do it.
People are like, who do you work for? The phone company. AT&T. Wait,
would you do it?
Something like that. From AT&T.
Would you do it, Matt?
I don't know, maybe $500,000.
That's a lot of money. I mean, yeah. I'll fucking tell you to suck your dick.
I would just if someone said, "How was your day?" I'd be like, "Don't ask."
I wouldn't talk about it.
I wouldn't talk about my work for a year.
So, how are you getting doing?
Do not ask me about my day.
Yeah, man.
Don't ask me.
He says no. I'll do it, man.
That's what I'm saying. I would do it too. Yeah. I feel like all day long, I would do it. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I think he would do it. He doesn't have to do anything.
There's no way in hell.
Can you make your own hours?
It's 4 hours.
4 hours a day. Thank you, man.
You're going to have to talk dirty to another man.
Yes. And you're really figuring this out.
What are you doing, big fella? You've dialed the right number. What are you wearing?
You might scare some people away, but other guys are like, oh, that voice.
Yeah, he's had a long day on the construction site. I'm all sweaty. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That was 30 seconds.
What are you doing, big fella? What do you got in your pants, huh?
Yeah. Oh, your name's Big Mike, is it?
Big Mike.
Oh, man.
Big Mike, have you been a dirty boy?
You're doing pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing really good.
$500,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 4 hours a day?
Yeah.
7 days a week or 5 days a week?
Mike, I want you to put your hand down your pants.
I'll do 5 days a week. Okay. I thought about seven, but that's unreasonable.
Paid benefits.
5 days a week. 5 days a week. 20 hours.
Yep. My deep throat and associates.
We talking dental and health benefits?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm not answering.
4 week vacation.
Benefits package is not part of this program.
Oh my
There's
God.
No time off. There's no, you don't get vacation, sick days. No.
Weekends?
$500,000.
Holidays?
Yeah, fine. You get Christmas off.
Do I get double time during Gay Pride Month?
Maybe, yeah.
For $500,000 a year? Yeah, fuck it. I do it.
Wow.
I knew he would do it.
Wow. I was wrong with that one.
Okay. Here comes the hard no, this one. I sense a hard no here. You get $1 million for this.
$1 million.
You let me finish before you say no way. Just let me finish, okay? You are jerked off on by a man.
Wait, what?
You don't even have to go any further, dude.
Wait, say this again?
A man masturbates on you and finishes.
I'm not done yet. Okay. There's a key factor to this.
Okay.
You are... Wait, you have a full hazmat suit on, so nothing will touch you. Your head is covered. Your body is covered. So you're nothing will hit you. You don't have to touch them. Nothing.
Oh my god.
And it's one time. It's not a repeat time. One time.
From $1 million?
Yeah. Full hazmat suit. Like, that works. Like, there's no part of your body. Nothing would hit you.
And who's jerking off on me?
It's a rich guy that has millions of dollars and just wanted to drive
it. Sure. It doesn't really matter. Whatever you want.
Here come the questions.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to say, he says, that's a hard one, but I think he'll say yes.
I've really been wrestling with this one. You know, where I thought he would say yes, I thought he would say no.
I'm so glad I could share these podcasts with like people I know. No wonder our audience has gone down.
Yeah.
I think he says no. I don't think he'll do it. It's too close.
A full hazmat suit. Yeah.
Full hazmat.
Yeah. Full hazmat.
Yellow too.
Fully protected.
Yellow.
I don't even have to really think about this one.
I can just see you.
Like, what do you do?
You walk in with the suit. You're like, okay, Jerry, I'm ready. Yeah.
Like, what do you want? You want me to lie on the floor? You want me to sit on this chair?
Like, I want to do this. Make it quick.
That's already enough. You said no.
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it'd be. I knew it. That's why I said it's a hard no. I knew it.
That'd be way easier than working for a sex line for the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but it's too close for him. There's some level of physical contact he's seen. It's too close.
Okay.
Yeah.
The phone. There's separation. There's, you know, this is, it's happening.
Wow, he didn't even ask any questions on that one, Huggy. He didn't ask one question about it.
Yeah.
I was
hoping he'd wrestle with it a little more. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Is that it? Is all your questions? Another edition
of Yeah, you're in the hazmat suit. Do it? And out of the like little eyepiece that you can see out of, you're going to see some dude jerk off right in front of you.
Probably.
Would you do it?
For $1 million, I probably would, yeah.
I mean, $1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money.
I'm like, I'm retired.
You figure it's 10 torturous minutes probably at worst.
Maybe even less.
Yep.
Maybe less.
And that's all done.
Yeah, and then that's it. You got $1 million.
An hour later, he's still going on.
You're like, oh my God, just finish. Let me help you. I'm taking the hazmat suit off.
Yeah.
You're doing it all wrong.
Am I going to take my shoes off?
I should have added something like that he was really backed up. Like he hasn't.
I don't add all that.
But I'd want to do that.
Yeah. That would have been even more of a no, hard no, quicker no.
Get someone really backed up.
Yeah, it's like a hose.
Okay, well, that was an interesting one. Huggy, I really feel for people that you work with and you surround yourself with on a daily basis, but you know, they were very interesting.
Listen, I do my best. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good job. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I am more than willing to. If you ever have one, by all means.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah. If you, this is not solely me. If you have something you feel it, please.
Okay. Huggy doesn't disappoint. You never know what you're getting.
Mine are going to be lily white.
Yeah. You never know what you're getting. Yeah. Exactly.
Mine would be lily white. $1 million, would you punch a kid in the face in front of the grandmom and the other mom?
Would Did you punch a kid in the face?
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's worse than getting jerked off by Mad Max?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I think it is. You're punching a little kid.
I know, that's what I mean.
In the face in front of his grandmother?
Yeah, why? For $1 million. And you got it, and you have to knock him out. If he doesn't go down the first track, you got to punch him again until you knock him out.
Oh my God, Matt. It's very violent.
Yeah. Well, you know. I'm sorry. Was that over the top?
No, I don't know. I feel like who would punch a kid and knock them out in front of their grandmother?
What did the kid do?
And after he's down, you knock him out, then you got to give him one swift kick in the stomach. And you get $1 million.
I got to feel like that could backfire on you.
Yeah.
Well, you
get some big trouble there. Yeah, really.
But it's annoying.
I should have known that anytime you would do it, it would be violent.
Right.
Something you would be facing jail time with.
You are still the most violent hippie I've ever known.
I am not. Okay, a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You are. The potential for violence is always just under the surface.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, like you're a very aggressive hippie. People that just snaps one day.
You know? Sometimes. I almost snapped at somebody trying to cut my hair. She was like, she was saying something about making fun of my name. And I was like, what? You never heard of a, I was just like, you never heard of a freaking Italian name before? Like, come on, lady. And I was like, oh, I should walk out right now.
Why was she making fun of your name?
Because she was just an idiot. So.
You get so mad at things.
What did she say? Like, how did it come to that point?
You have an appointment? And I'm like, no, there's nobody in here. What's your phone number? And then she gets it all wrong. Oh, how do you spell your last name? And I'm like, D-I-V-I. And then she spells the whole thing out. She's like, what kind of name is this? And I'm like, it's an Italian name. Like, come on.
Wow. Buddy.
Yeah, I was mad.
And your name again, ma'am? I'm sorry, you say cut.
You want to cut my out. Can you cut my hair?
Yeah. Man, she was hostile.
Yeah, she was. I didn't like her.
You trusted her with sharp objects around your head?
No, she was the person taking my name before I had to go to the person to cut my hair.
That is still the first person I've ever seen break a phone, like a work phone, destroy a phone. He was so mad, he slammed a phone down and broke the phone. Like, literally, like a big set. Like, it was a big, like those older phones.
Yeah. Who was on the other line?
I believe it was his wife.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Yeah, it was. You had an unpleasant conversation with your wife. Yeah, you were married. You did.
I don't remember.
It's okay. It happens. And you just were like, and it was downstairs in the business office, and you were talking. And you were incensed in the way you slammed that phone down. Just the thing, just pieces started flying. I'm like, oh my God, you broke a fucking phone.
You remember?
We were so mad.
We used to have all, they were called carts, and they looked like 8 tracks, yes. And they were always piled up.
Classic.
One day I got pissed off too, and I took, there must have been 200 of them. And I was just like, threw them all over. People were like,
all
holy
I
shit.
Hear.
People came
all
and
I hear
clean them up, and I was just like, oh,
outside
my.
The hallways. And then just shit flying everywhere. You were so, you came out. I don't think I spoke to you. I'm like, I might even fucking talk to him. Jeez.
I'm not like that anymore. I changed my ways. I'm a good guy. I found inner peace.
Then you would tell me, "Yo, oh, fuck you, Huggy, when you get mad."
Wow, that is not me. You're making things up now. Making up things just to be cool.
Am I really?
I'm not denying it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You that you were the angriest hippie I ever met.
I was.
It's not a bad thing.
It was just, you know, I mean, I was listening to too much heavy metal. That's what it was.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. See? Stuff will kill
maybe,
you.
Maybe so.
Kill you.
No, you've mellowed a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
Thanks, Andrew, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you were always entertaining. It's just you were unpredictable.
Yes.
Just didn't know.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the word, unpredictable.
Yeah. Yeah, like if when you got drunk, everyone was like, okay, we don't know the kind of Matt we're going to get. Yeah.
Well, that really hasn't changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which Matt are we going to get tonight? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there were times where you were fine. You know, then there were times you would just disappear. No one ever saw you. You just go, just leave. Yeah. And everyone gets scared, didn't know where you went.
That could possibly tackle you out of nowhere.
Yes, yes.
I remember searching Old City for you. Because your wife was worried about you, too. Like, we did not know where you were. And we literally were searching
Old City. You guys got me drunk on my birthday. What did you expect?
I'd like it. And it was like, how did you get home? And like, you were a mess. And like, why did you leave? Oh my God.
He'd like, call Matt's cell phone. He'd be like, oh, wait, he doesn't have a cell
phone. Yeah, trying to explain to your wife that we lost you. That wasn't the easiest thing.
You know, like when you just want to go home at one point when you're just done. You're just done. You just want to be in your bed, right? That's all I get.
Yeah, but you weren't near home. you were in another state. Basically, you were in Pennsylvania. You lived in New Jersey.
Yeah, but
you didn't have a car. But, so we had legit concerns. We were going to other bars looking for you.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. We were literally searched everywhere. Like, where is this guy?
Yeah,
my
God. I could kind of agree with Matt in that sense. When you're drunk, and you know you're drunk, and you're doing no one any good, yourself included.
Yes.
If you have that mechanism in your head where you just like go home and you just go home,
yeah.
That's not a bad feature.
Yeah. Thanks, Applehead. From one drunk to the next. I love it.
That's right.
I can relate.
Okay, good. But people want to keep going. You just want to pull the plug. You're just like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And you have to get out. You have to find a way out.
You look around the room and you're like, why am I still here?
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, fond memories. Fond memories.
Well,
all right, gentlemen.
Thanks for the podcast, guys.
Yeah, yep. Thank you. Well, that was nice catching up.
I will go.
And anyone that is listening, please go to our Instagram page, Matt Huggy Applehead Podcast.
Okay. And I will go
to Instagram
and Facebook. Facebook is the Matt and Huggy Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And that's all the social media we're on.
That is correct.
I do play Fortnite on a daily night basis. You can always find me on that. That is Matt's that is Matt Splat 71.
If you're looking to hire us, we're on LinkedIn.
Yeah. We're on Apple and Spotify podcasts. Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right, gents. All right. God bless you.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. I hear you. Okay.